And the thing that, do you know what the trace chains are?
Not really.
Okay. Well, they're chains that are attached to the horse, and they come back and fit on a wooden thing that will kind of move like so to stabilize.
Is that the wagon tree?
Wagon tree?
I don't know.
Okay. Some people call it single tree, swindle tree.
I don't know.
Swindle tree. You're just not sure.
I didn't grow up with horses and wagons and buggies. I don't know.
And then, say if you had two horses, each one has a single tree or a wagon tree, as you call it, and then they're both attached to something else that's on the same.
I don't know.
They had her double tree.
Yeah, I've heard that. But see, I don't know what part of the wagon it is.
Right. Well, since you've heard it, would you just say the name for me?
Double tree. Right.
No, Mrs. Watson uses a single tree. You know, that place at the side of the house where she has her hanging baskets?
Mm-hmm.
She has a couple hanging on a single tree.
Uh-huh.
Next time you're over there, you probably seen it.
Uh-huh.
Get her to show it to you. That's a single tree. Okay. All right, this expression, if a man were going down the road and he had a wagon full of wood and he came back later and his wagon was empty. Came back a little later with it full again.
Loads?
Well, what would you say he was doing all day?
Hauling.
Alright, the word drag, if something's too heavy to pick up, I'd say I just across the floor.
I dragged it.
Okay. I have that a lot today.
I have dragged it.
Okay. I'm going to have to that thing.
I'd still say drag, wouldn't I?
Sure. Okay. The thing that a farmer would use to break his land up with, that's a...
A plow?
Do you know names for different kinds?
Not really. I've heard them talk about... Oh, we found a sign over in the woods that was an advertisement for Blunt's Lister. And they had to tell me that a Lister was a kind of plow.
Is that a brand name?
Blunt's was the brand,
But Lister was the name for a type of plow.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you know of something like a plow used to break up the land very fine? Break up the dirt pretty fine?
A harrow?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And something, the thing that runs underneath the wagon that the wheels are attached to.
The axle.
Right. What about a wooden frame that a carpenter uses a lot?
A sawhorse?
There you go. I didn't have to draw a picture. Have you ever heard of a frame that was shaped more like an X that you could brace a log on, say, for sawing it or something like that? From a wood rack or a sawbuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like that. You would straighten your hair with a comb or a...
A brush?
Mm-hmm. And if you're using that brush on your hair, you say you're going to...
Brush my hair.
When men shave with straight razors, what would they sharpen them on?
Oh, a razor strap.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I remember one of those.
Did they ever use that to spank kids with?
Yes, I believe so. I've heard of that.
You'd say that you would use a shell and a shotgun, but you put what in a rifle or a pistol?
A cartridge.
What would you call something that children would play on? One kid would get on one.
Seesaw.
What about something that would go around?
Is that a teeter-totter?
Could be.
A merry-go-round? I don't know.
You ever heard of flying, Jim?
Yes, but I don't really know what it is.
What about something that you would tie from a limb of a tree?
A swing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do people around here ever use coal for heating?
Yes.
Are you familiar with a container that you would keep by?
The coal scuttle?
Sure. Mm-hmm. What would you call the pipe that went out the back of the stove?